We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe Patrick has been out there out front throughout all of this as our Braves insider and our Major League Baseball reporter here, and he joins us this morning on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. Do we call it summer training now? I don't know. I feel like we need a new term for it.
No, that sounds about right. As a matter of fact, Joe, how did you feel when we finally got the news that we were having baseball? Was it like a sigh of relief for you? I mean, how did you feel?
Yeah, I think a sigh of relief is kind of the best way to maybe phrase it. I think I tweeted something the night before when the players' union was having a vote over the potentially coming to an agreement, and I was just saying, put me out of my misery, one way or another. Just let's just figure out what the deal is and move forward. And obviously, we did find that with them voting against that agreement and then allowing Major League Baseball to impose the season. But yeah, you know, it's kind of a torn feeling because you're glad baseball's back. I think myself and all of us who love watching the game, as turned off as we are about how this negotiation has gone down, you're excited that you at least get to see some of these guys coming back, but it's not like a joyous celebratory mood, like everything is hunky-dory, because it's clearly not. And I think we all kind of understand that there's going to be something similar that happens after this season or at least after next season, but when the CBA expires, there's going to be a lot more kind of tumult between these two sides. But hey, at least we can kind of rest easy in the fact that we know we're going to get baseball back here so long as nothing unexpected happens.
60-game season, 40 against the – and he was going through some of the numbers with Hugh – 40 against the NL East, 20 against the AL East. This is going to be – Hugh is right, a sprint. And so how they start, the first 20 games may be the decider in a lot of ways, because if you find yourself, you know, underwater and – you know, 8 games back after 20 games, you just don't have time to make it up.
Right, yeah. I mean, and the Washington Nationals, it's kind of funny that this is happening based off of what happened last year with the Nationals winning the World Series, but after the first 60 games of the season, they were really down in the depths of it. They were just ravaged by injuries, and you know, things were not working out for them. They were well below 500 early in the season before they came roaring back. So it just goes to show that you can have a really good, talented team that's capable of winning the whole thing, but you know, you got to put yourself in position to get there, and it's going to be really tough for these NL East teams. It's got to be one of the most competitive, both the NL East and AL East, the two of the most competitive divisions in baseball, and then they're obviously playing against each other in these non-division games that they'll be playing, so it wouldn't be very difficult. I think you'll probably see these teams have some of the worst records when it's all said and done because of how good the competition is that they'll be playing by the time the postseason rolls around. But, I think the Braves have got a legitimate chance. They definitely believe in themselves, and I thought last year, even despite the way that the season ended for them, I thought that they fully believed that they had a team that was capable of winning a World Series. And I think that the way this is setting up for them is really, really nice. I mean, they've got a lot of kind of benefits going for them with the way the season is shaping up. Of course, when spring training was originally happening, the big debate, or at least a couple of them, were one of them was the starting pitchers. There was like going to be two guys essentially that were left out. There was basically seven guys competing for a five-man rotation. Now you basically have full use of all those guys because you're going to need long relievers out of the bullpen, and the Braves have obviously that's kind of been their MO. If a guy is not capable of really being a starter, they like to put those guys in relief situations. Max Fried is a perfect example of a guy, and he said he learned so much from being in the bullpen. So you wonder if you can get really good experience for Kyle Wright this season and provide him meaningful innings to pitch. I think it's going to be really interesting for the Braves, but again, yeah, I think it sets up very well for him.
We're talking to Joe Patrick, 929 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider on the WayForward.com hotline. So help us clear this up a little bit. So we're going to have the DH in the National League, but it's just for this season, not necessarily after that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that we are bound to see it continue after this season. I think we've seen our last pitcher hit in Major League Baseball, unless that pitcher happens to be like a Shohei Ohtani and is a really good hitter as well. It's hard for me to see this turning around. I think that the players like it. The players want the DH because it adds another, essentially, a position for them to fill. You look at a guy like Josh Donaldson, he liked a tweet from a national reporter who said that the DH was going to be imposed this season because, you know, a player like him can extend his career by having that position available for him. And, of course, that's a fine paying wage for someone like him. So I think we're going to see it stick around, and there's not really, you know, some baseball fans will love it, some baseball fans will hate it. It's just kind of pick your poison. But I do think that we've seen the last pitcher hit in Major League Baseball on a consistent basis.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us. A lot to get into. Again, a week from today, Truist Park will be open for spring training, summer training, whatever you want to call it, for about a three-week period for the Atlanta Braves to work out. There will be no spring training games. Everything will be inter-squad games for the Atlanta Braves, and then they'll just jump both feet first into a regular season. And, of course, we're looking forward to some things here between now and then. One, of course, is the announcement of the schedule and how and I wouldn't imagine it would be too long before we get that, Joe. The second thing is that, you know, in a little over 48 hours from now, Friday at noon, the trading window opens up, and I imagine when the trading window opens up, the Braves phone's going to ring. I think there are going to be some people with the number and volume of pitchers and the number and volume of outfielders that the Braves have at the moment, that there may be some interest from other teams for some of those players.
That's a really good point, John. I think it is very interesting that, you know, there will be teams, especially in the National League, I think, that are going to be scrambling a bit to try to find players that can fill roles. Like, National League teams may not have been prepared to have a DH, you know, in the lineup every day, and now they've got a spot to fill for them. Like you mentioned with the pitchers, there are going to be lots of teams that need long relievers out of the bullpen that can pitch meaningful innings. Typically, you know, sometimes you see these long relievers and they're guys kind of like how Josh Tomlin was last year for the Braves, where they are mainly pitching in situations where you either have a huge lead or a huge deficit, and it's not really high leverage situations. I think the long relievers this year are going to be in much different situations. So I think teams want players that are have some more experience in those kinds of situations, and it's going to be interesting to see. I do wonder how willing teams are going to be, though, to give up prospects for a season that has so many unknowns surrounding it. First of all, it's a 60-game season, so you kind of wonder how much teams will just want to invest in trying to actually win this season, maybe at the expense of some of the future prospects. And then also you've got uncertainties around the COVID situation and around the club finances impacted by all of this that's happened. And you just wonder, I just wonder how active we will see it. I think there are reasons why you wouldn't see a lot of activity because of those reasons we mentioned earlier, but it will be fascinating to see. And the trade deadline has been pushed back a month, so that will happen on August 31st instead of the typical July 31st. And like you said, teams will be jockeying for position, and I'm sure that they will need players. Teams all over the place will kind of need holes to fill. So we'll see how active the market gets.
Is there any potential for us to see any of the Braves players from this year that got drafted this upcoming season?
I don't think we'll see him this season, but I do think that there's a good chance that some of those guys could be involved in kind of the taxi squad or involved in that instructional league that they're going to have set up at Gwinnett. Reason being is that these guys, they just want to get them active. They want to get them kind of into a routine. It would be really hard to bring to you know, you have so much invested in these high draft pick players, and then to just kind of leave them without any sort of coaching any sort of kind of platform for them to continue a pitching plan, I think it would be really beneficial for a lot of these kids to get into camp, just get that experience of being with the team, get them feeling invested in the Braves organization, get them familiar with some of the coaches, some of the guys they'll be working with, and that would just give them a good platform going forward. None of these guys are going to be ready to kind of pitch straight away. And I say pitch because that's mainly who the Braves drafted. But I do think that it would be very beneficial for these guys to at least just be involved and kind of help them get their feet under them as they start their careers. I think that would provide a lot of added benefits down the line.
Boy, it'll be so – I mean, a month from today, we could have a Braves game at Truist Park. And, you know, in 9 months after the last debacle, and try and get that out of our minds too. And it's just been so long since we've seen these guys. You know, I know we saw them a little bit in spring training, I know, but not much. And, you know, just to have them back is going to be wonderful, Joe. I know it's going to be a lot of fun for you to be able to go cover them. And however they let you cover them, I don't know what the rules are going to be.
Right, yeah. Right?
I mean, it could be Zoom, post games. I have no idea. But, you know, that's the other thing, because I know we got fans asking, are they going to let fans into the game? I don't think we even come to that point yet.
They're not ruling it out, but you know, obviously that's when there will not be fans until further notice, essentially. I do think it'll be interesting. One last point I want to make, because I know we're running short on time. You know, there's been a lot of talk about how disinterested baseball fans will be after these negotiations and kind of how ugly they've been. I do think the one thing that does just provide a lot of intrigue for fans this season is the fact that it's a 60-game season, and it's essentially like every game carries the weight of a series, typically, in a typical season. So it's going to be really fascinating to just see how the intensity of the league manifests itself through the TV screens for us all to witness.
Thanks, Joe. Do appreciate.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.